This is Voices of Poverty, a series of podcasts with people living in poverty in the greater Charlottesville area, and with those who are helping people living in poverty. Voices of Poverty is a project of Leadership Charlottesville, which is a program of the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'm Joe Hughes with the 2006 Leadership Charlottesville class. The United States has always served as a beacon for people who want to make a better life for themselves. Marta, our guest today, came here from Mexico at the end of the last decade to escape problems her family was having with the local government.
I am from Mexico, and I immigrated 8 years ago to government issues with my family and husband. And we have been trying to do the best. We're in the process to get our permanent residence, maybe tomorrow, maybe they say 60 days, we hope. I have 2 children and my husband, and I have been working very hard to prepare myself to be ready to be a good citizen. I have been taking English classes. Now I have 2 teachers at home, my 2 children. Right now I'm working as a volunteer for Region 10, helping Hispanic families for the strengthening program.
Do you have immediate plans for the next 5 years for yourself and your family? If so, could you share those?
Yes. First, I'm working on my resume to trying to find a job. I have a lot of opportunities right now. We want to buy a house. Now we're going to be here. We don't want to go back to our country, do the same issues we came from. My daughter is going to Old Dominion University. She's studying international affairs. For my son, we are planning for him to practice some football. He loves UVA. He's a fan. And we are working on some issues with his learning. It's not a disability, but it sounds like he's not doing very good, but the school is working with us. My husband, after all these 8 years, he's going back to work with his sponsor. The company had been supporting him since we came. He had been learning to do pretty much everything, since gardening, air conditioning, plumbing.
Living here presently, you're being described as living at or below the poverty line. What does that mean to you?
It had been hard, because as Hispanic and working on this process for permanent residence, you are not allowed to have any government benefits like food stamps or things like that. The program for FAMIS, I think it's a medical thing, we couldn't get it when my daughter got sick 3 years ago. The social worker at Greer Elementary School, she had been helping a lot, giving me ideas how to sometimes in the last maybe 6 or 7 months where to go to get some food. And not only the issue of the food, sometimes we haven't had for the medicine. We have gone to the free clinic. Sometimes we don't have telephone service. And I don't think those things are very, they are necessary. We need to communicate. I had a car, I lost my car, and I learned to drive 4 years ago, and it had been opening like a door for me, because I was able to take my daughter back and forth from the hospital. And I don't mind walking, I like to do it, but when you are almost done paying a car and then one night is gone, it's just very hard. A lot of people have been helping in different ways. Sometimes someone go home getting some food for Christmas when you are just planning to go to sleep, because, I mean, there is not too many ways to celebrate. Sometimes a friend called me, oh, you can help me to clean the house, or you can do this or that. I really, really would like to do it. And it's just these people, when they have a problem or a medical issue for themselves, it really affects me, because I fall in love with all the people who always reach me to say, hey, Marta, what do you need? How we can help? It's very hard when you are used to have things, and then some days you don't have anything to eat, and your son comes to say, hey, Mom, there is no juice. Well, just mix a little bit this with water. And I work for a store, and I always see things that I would like to buy. And it's nice to see them. But when you don't have sometimes for the medication, I used to call a friend and say, yes, I have to buy this. And the doctors have been helping a lot. Last month, my daughter have had treatment, and the insurance didn't want to cover because I just got it. And the doctor say, don't worry. I know how expensive is this medication. He asked me to sign papers. He sent them to the company, and he got the treatment for free. So that we always said with this, there is angels caring about us.
If we put you in charge of helping those in our area who are at or below the poverty line, what would be your plan for helping and improving their lot in life?
First, to be sure that they have a place to work. There is an opportunity for them to work, and then start to see what are their needs if they have children, and then to see how much they are capable to provide. If not, to make a plan that we will find which are the priorities for them in order to live comfortable, and access, of course, to education, to try to help them to understand that the future is better if they have an education.
Is there a volunteer program locally that has been really helpful to you that you would like to encourage listeners to become involved with?
Yes, United Way. There is another place that helped my daughter's issue with the hospital, because the bills when she had the surgeries, they were very high. And I can't remember. I think, I don't know if it's exactly UVA or there is something about children's something, but I can remember they send me copies of the bills that I pay, and it's a very, very good release, because at that point we didn't have insurance, so we were garnished. And I mean, you know, you have to pay, but sometimes it's hard to explain that if you pay as much as they want, it's no way for you to continue doing your other things.
Has language been a barrier for you or your children?
Problem.
Has language been a problem for you or your children?
No. No, when I came, my English wasn't very good. I know I have a deep accent. My daughter, she started again on the fifth grade, and that year she got the award for outstanding excellence. And after that, she never took English again, I mean, as a second language. And she's very good in English. Diego, he was 2 years old. His babysitter speak English since the beginning, so it's not a big deal. With my husband, it was a little bit of trouble, but I always trying to help him. But now we work hard for him to do whatever he needs to do by himself, so he doesn't need any help.
We've been speaking today with Marta, an immigrant from Mexico, who with her family is currently awaiting her permanent residency. She leaves us with these inspirational words.
Hope is what keeps you alive, is what makes you do things. It keeps you happy, and because if you have a hope, you hope that things are going to be fine. And that's, people say that I am always very enthusiastic, and that's my key. Being happy made me feel that I can do whatever I want, and I think it's working.
This is Voices of Poverty, a project of Leadership Charlottesville and the Charlottesville Regional Chamber of Commerce. We encourage you to become involved in our community to help those living in poverty.
This is Shale Wood at the United Way Volunteer Center. Please visit our website at www.bavolunteer.info.
Music in this podcast comes from Rhonda Lawrence's album, Winter Moon, available from magnatune.com. Thank you.